I want to tease that out a little bit more as we get into the algorithm for metastatic disease and whether it's changed in the last couple of days. Can we go back also and track out where the VEGF pathways and the various biologic agents that we've seen activity in, sort of how that works with the tumor?
Sure. So back to the story of von Hippel-Lindau mutation, followed by HIF overexpression, followed by overexpression of some 200 proteins. Why did VEGF happen to work? Well, VEGF seems to be one of the major factors that's upregulated. But EGF is also upregulated, and PDGF is also upregulated, and glucose transports are upregulated. So all of those provide targets. Really, it was serendipity. There was an antibody, Avastin, being developed. Jim Yang said, I know that VEGF is upregulated because he was part of the team that developed the HIF story. Actually, Bill Kaelin developed the HIF story, but he said, let's try VEGF. Placebo-controlled trial, low dose slowed the cancer down, and high dose definitely slowed the cancer down. Not PRs, but slowed it down. And so it was New England Journal of Medicine, 2003. And everybody's going, yeah, but it was only a 10% response rate. What is that? The reason it was published is because it was such a critical finding for the molecular biology and the clinical treatment. It linked the molecular biology of renal cell to clinical treatment. Now, we've known for decades that renal cell carcinoma is hypervascular. Walt Statler and I at University of Chicago did this trial of the aspergillin toxin that we thought it was going to affect the vessels. And we were actually one of the first ones to try to theoretically tackle just the vessels. It took me 2 years to talk the company into doing a phase two in renal cell. Unfortunately, we didn't see anything. But the idea of attacking the blood vessels rather than the tumor itself is probably why VEGF works so well.